This is day 20, and today's devotion is titled God's Game Plan by Cam Hunt. But first, let's open our hearts to God in praise. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Years ago, I played football for Texas Christian University, and I loved every minute of it. With up to 40,000 people attending each game, there's no experience quite like hearing the screaming fans, feeling the adrenaline course through your veins, executing the perfect play from coach's game plan, and the best of all, sacking quarterbacks. When you combine all of that with the possibility of actually winning a game, you can ride the wave of that excitement for weeks. But before I could ever step onto the field, I had to learn to be disciplined in my pursuit of the game. The most important lesson I learned was if I didn't consistently show up for practice or follow the coach's plan, I wouldn't be prepared to execute in the game. This lesson doesn't just apply to the football field. It applies to our lives every day as we follow God's game plan. The best thing about His game plan is that it always points us to victory, which is a certainty when we follow it. The key for us lies in being disciplined and consistent in learning His Word, studying it, and obeying it no matter what, even when our circumstances make it seem like there's no way to win. And with anything that requires discipline, there are times when it's easy and there are times when you feel like you're going through the motions. However, it's always rewarding. Here's what Hebrews 12:11 says about it. "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." When we're disciplined about following God's plan for us, we find His victory in our lives. If you haven't discovered His game plan for your life, allow me to pour some purpose into you. You were created to worship God, live a life of freedom on earth through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and share the good news of what Jesus did. When all seems lost, fall back on those three things, stay diligent in studying the Bible, press through the pain of any personal failures, and remain committed to God's game plan. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank You for Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for the discipline that You put into our life, the discipline to follow Your game plan, even when things don't make sense. Lord, we ask You to anoint us and to walk with us that victory might be ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1, verse 8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1, 8. All right, great job. Let's go out and execute God's plan for our lives today.